Okay, now to another big game. The Super Bowl is this Sunday in Minneapolis. It's the defending champions, the New England Patriots, against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. The Patriots, they have won a lot of them. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Look, let's start with the quarterbacks, because that's what this game is really about, right? You've got one of the best in NFL history in Tom Brady and the Patriots, and then the Eagles have Nick Foles, a backup.
Well, he's a backup this year. He's a backup to Carson Wentz, and when Carson Wentz went down, it was thought that the Eagles' chances went down with him, and there wasn't much proof to the contrary during the regular season. But then in the playoffs, Foles, who was a starter a few years ago and actually put up statistically an excellent season then, Foles had a better playbook and he was able to be utilized in what's called the run-pass option where, you know, he gets to read a defense and decide whether to run the ball or hand it off or throw the ball. So a better offensive game plan played to his strengths, and Nick Foles showed that he can be an effective NFL quarterback. Now, we're in the Super Bowl, and as you said, we're against Tom Brady. I really think it's hard not to argue he's the greatest of all time. So we have the greatest of all time versus a guy who's proved he can be an effective NFL quarterback.
Not only that, you have a team, and look, I'm not rooting for the Patriots. I'm just saying they've been here before. This is their eighth Super Bowl in the last 16 years. If they win, it will be their sixth championship. How do you compete against that?
Well, here's a stat. I'll credit it to NFL Research. They put this one out. They looked at the entire Eagles roster and add them all up. All those players have eight Super Bowl appearances among them, and that is, as you mentioned, as many as Brady has. So experience will not be on the Eagles' side, but experience doesn't always win. An excellent defense can win. The Eagles have a better defense than the Patriots have a defense. Do the Eagles have a better defense than what the Patriots can throw on them on offense? And this is, we say experience, and I think we use that as a little bit of a shorthand for, you know, they won't be mentally flustered. I don't really think that that's where experience will play in. I just think that the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick, for him, this is something that he's gone through before and that he's gone through with great success. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And he knows, for instance, there's a reason, even if you look at some of the demerits of the Patriots, the fact that, interesting stat, they've never scored in the first quarter of a Super Bowl. But there's a reason for that. And he knows, Bill Belichick knows, that you could lose a game in the first quarter with turnovers and getting behind, but you can't win a game. So he knows exactly how to pace his team.
Yeah.
They've done it before so many times.
Come back in like the final seconds like you saw in the championship game, yeah.
Right. So if Philadelphia wins, they will have to, I'm not going to say get lucky, but you know they will not catch Bill Belichick and Tom Brady napping. They will have to beat the Patriots. The Patriots will never beat themselves.
And Mike, another big question off the field, will people be watching this game? NFL ratings have been down.
Yes, but they'll be watching. It's the number one TV show and has been for years and years and years. It's culturally dominant. I think we are living, though, in a more diffuse culture. So what was culturally dominant once in the age of Walter Cronkite and the last episode of MASH is not quite so dominant as it is today.
All right. That's Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.